Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Taf Ayin Hey. Picking up at the top of the page, three lines down, next part of the Mishnah. Chalos Bolilan. When it comes, this is the second part of the application of the oil to certain Menachos. One mixes the oil into the Menachos after they're already made into loaves. Divi Rebbe, Yucham Nomim, Solas. Now do it when they're still in state of flour. Taner Rabbanan. Solas Belula. Fine flour mixed with oil. Malamich and Nevlelo Solas. Right? What does it teach you? Teaches that it's mixed with the oil when it's still flour. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Chalos Bolin. This is one mixes the Menachos after they've already been into loaves. Shenemer Chalos Belulos. Omer Loz, they said, Valo Lachmi Toda, Nemer Behem Chalos. But is it not the same statement that said by the Lachmi Toda that the bread that Nemer Behem Chalos has a Lashon of Chalos? V'yevshal Bolin Kishu Chalos, Elasolos. It's impossible to mix them when they're in the state of loaves, but only when they're in the state of flour. So then when it says loaves mixed with oil, it does not require the oil to be added after the loaf has already been formed. So it comes, we're left with now this phrase, flour mixed with oil, which is mash, so that the oil is mixed into the actual flour itself. Kitzero said, what should he do? Nosin Shemim Bakli, Kodom L'Siyasin. He puts some oil into a vessel before making the mincha. Venosa, then he goes and he puts the flour inside. Venosin Shemim Aleobol, and he puts more oil into it and he mixes it. Velashin, he kneads it, and then he goes and he cooks it, he breaks it to pieces. Venosin Aleobol, and he puts oil, the leftover oil on it, Vekomitz, and then he does Kemitza. What's up, Kemitza? Rebbe Omer, Chalos Bolelan. Now you mix the menachos after they've already made into loaves. Shemim, as the pasuk says, Chalos Bolelan V'Shemim. Kitzero said, Nosin Shemim Bakli, so he puts some oil into a kli before he makes a mincha. And then he puts a flour inside of it. V'lash and he needs it. V'ofa and he comes. V'pals and he breaks into pieces. V'lash and he needs it. V'lash and he puts more oil on and he mixes it. V'chol and he needs it. And then he goes ahead and he puts oil on it again. V'komitz he does kamitza. Fact the Gemara. Yif shed the ka'amri leila rabban and l'rebi ma'ihi. That when it says it's impossible to mix the toda when they're in the form of loaves, which the rabbi said to the rabbi, what does he mean? Amar Rav Shmuel of Rav Yitzchak, Shmuel of Yitzchak said, Revius Shemen, he, in the case of the toda, there's a quarter of lug of oil for 20 loaves. Heich mischalekes lekamachalos, how can it be divided among all these loaves? There's a small amount of oil that couldn't be mixed in such a big amount of bread after it's already been baked, only when it's still in the state of flour. What comes out over here is that the Chachamim are proving that when the Torah says loaves mixed with oil, it's a reference in reference to the Toda. It doesn't mean that the oil is mixed into the actual loaves. So here also, right, here also, with the Milchus Machfas and Mechesh, just the loaves mixed with oil doesn't reveal anything about when the oil is added. And therefore, we have to learn out from the other Pasuk, flour mixed with oil, that was added before the loaves actually formed. Okay, the Mishnah said, the Chalas Rekikin and the oven-baked Mincha, the Chalas to Unos, Belila Rekika Meshicha. The Chalas require mixing with oil, and the Rekikin smearing with oil. Tanara Bana, and Chalas Blulos, this is Chalas Blulos, Velo Rekikin Blulim, Blulim Rekikin, Sheyachal Velo, Denu Yukurth HaKavachomer, Ma Chalas Shehenu to Unos Meshicha. The Chalas which do not need the smearing, Yatunas Belila, they need to be mixed. Rekikin Shehenuos Meshicha, they do need Meshicha, and then Shehenu Belila, of course they're going to need Belila. That they've been mixing. Talmud lo mer chalos belulos velo rekikin belulon. That's where it says it specifically. The Bresa goes on, rekikin meshuchin. The Torah says the rekikin is smeared with oil. Velo chalos meshuchos. Sheyachal velo dinu. You thought it's in the Kavchomer. Uma rekikin, when it comes to the rekikin, chain and tuna belila, do not need mixing. Tuna meshicha, but they have to do smearing. Chalos, you do belila, so chalos, which do require mixing. And then shedun meshicha, it doesn't make sense that they're going to need smearing. Talmud lo mer rekikin meshuchin. Rekikin smeared with oil. Velo chalos meshuchin. Tatisha chalos are not smeared. My Talmuda. Well, like, how are we learning this out? How does the Braisa know that chalos mixed with oil is excluding rekikin, and that rekikin smeared with oil is excluding chalos, right? Even though each thing is said in the context of only one type of chalos or rekikin, the Braisa logically argued that it should be applied to the other one also. And for the Gemara, Marava, lo lishtamit v'lichtov chalos meshuchos rekikin belulin. Could a single pasuk not have left from the standard way to write chalos meshuchos rekikin belulos, chalos smeared with oil or rekikin with oil, since there's no pasuk it come to Chais that these options are not okay. These are not available. It means specifically. Next one, Mishnah. Keitan Moshechin. Kaminiki, like the letter, it's a Greek letter. Vashar Nechal. How does he smear the rikikin, the shape of this ki, this chi? And the rest is the oil is eaten. My kaminiki, what does that mean? Amrav Kahana, kaminiki Yivani, the shape of this Greek letter. Tani Rabba, non mincha abba, mechsa chalos, mechsa rikikin. If you have a mincha that comes half chalos and half rikikin, maybe lug shevin chotseo. One brings a lug of oil and divides it. Chetzel chalos, chetzel rikikin. Half of the lug is for the chalos, half for the rikikin. Chalos belulin, he mixes the oil into the chalos, rikikin moshchen, and he smears the oil onto the rikikin. Moshech is a rakik al pnei kulin. He smears the rakik over the entire surface. So shar shemen machzir lechalas, and the rest of the oil restores to the chalas. Abishemen Yehuda, Abishemen Abishemen Omer, Moshchen kiminchi. He smears the oil in the ship of the chi. Mushar shemen echalokam. The rest of it is eaten by the kohanim. Tayudach. Now we have another brayso. It says rikikin haboyin b'fnei atzman, and the kids rikikin that are brought on themselves. Maybe luk shemen. You bring a lug of oil. Moshchan v'chozer moshchan. You smear them with the oil and smear them again. Achi yichakol shemen shabalug, until all the oil in the lug has been used. Rishimen Yehuda Omer Mishimer Rishimen Moshchan kiminchi Ushar shemen echal akonim. You can rest this for the akonim. Zok the next halakha Mishnah. All mincha karbanos that are made in a kli sharis have to be broken into pieces. What is the type of mincha? Is it mean to exclude by saying that these ones, you know, the ones that are made in a kli? This is coming to be mamai to shtei alechem alechem apanim. They are not broken into pieces. Taner Rabbanan. Paso sosa ptitim mincha. It says break into pieces. It's a mincha. L'Rav is called menachos ptita. This is coming to include all of them to a ptita. Yachzim Rabbanan. Shtei lechem lechem apanim. Tamad lomer. Osach. Shastet and not those. V'yatzakta shemen mincha. You shall pour oil into it. It's a mincha. L'Rav is called menachos yitzika. This is coming to include all menachos that they fall into the category of yitzika, of pouring. Yachoshani Marbayaf Minchas Mafe, that would think also a Minchas baked in the oven. Tamad Lomar, Alea Shaman. You shall pour oil onto it. Onto it is coming to exclude the oven baked Mincha. Otsi is the Chalas. I would think maybe it means it's coming to exclude Chalas. Below Otsi is a Rikigan and not Rikigan. Tamad Lomar, he. It is a Mincha. Right, that's also a Miut. And therefore, we have two Miutim. One for Chalas and one for Rikigan. My Talmuda. How do we know that the pasuk excludes the avik big mincha? Let's say that's coming to be mamait michas koanim from this. Beep, turn the page. Ayin hey amabeis. Amaraba. Ezu davish etzarach shnei miutim. What type of thing these two miutim? Haviyom ezu michas mafa. This is a michas mafa, which comes in two different forms. Because you have chalas and mikika, and therefore you have the two exclusion to the two forms of the oven baked mincha. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Osios Neshama, we should be uplifted and elevated. Ay, 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 ay. Minchas Yisrael, the Mincha of Yisrael. The same with the Nedava of Yisrael. And Kofel Echad Lishnaim, one folds a single loaf into two. Lishnaim La'arba, and two into four. Mavdalini separates the four pieces. And then Minchas Kohanim, the case of Minchas Kohanim, Kofel Echad L'Shnayim falls one loaf into two, Shnayim L'Arba, Ve'enu Mavdu, but doesn't separate the four quarters there. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Lo'ya Makapla, in the case of Minchas Kohen Mashiach, you don't fold it. Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Bahem Psisa, there is no broken pieces, Mipnei She'ein Bahem Kemitza, because there's no... they don't need kemitza. V'chol she'en b'em kemitza, en b'em psisa. If they don't need kemitza, then there ain't no psisa. V'kula and posten kizesim, and all of them are broken into pieces the size of kizesim, of a kizayis. Now, where do we know this thing? You break it up into four pieces. Zok de'el gemar. Tana rabbanon, pasos, break. Yachal, ushnayim, you think maybe it's two. Tamad lomar, pitim. Pieces. Oh, pitim, e pitim. Yachal, yasen, a pirun. Maybe you can think it means the crumbs. Tamad lomar, osa. It. Osa lepititim, which means into pieces, lo ptita lepititim, not the pieces into pieces. Okay, sad. Milchus Yisrael, kofa lechalashtayim, before the two, ushtayim larba, 2 to 4, umav, then you go and you separate in the 4 quarters, milchus koanim, koin mashiach, hayu mekapla, they would go ahead and they would fold it. The Hanan to Namba went to the Mishnah by the Mincha of the Kohen Mashiach. Lo yim a kapala, they don't fold it. Amarabba in a makapala la arba. He doesn't fold into 4 of a makapala shtayim, but he does do it into. He does fold into 2. He does fold it to 2. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Minchas Kohanim. Minchas Kohen Mashiach ein b'hem ptita. He says that the Minchav Kohanim and Minchav the Kohen Mashiach are not broken into pieces. Rav Yosef says, Hi Chavitza. Before eating Chavitza, it's like a cooked dish made with pieces of bread inside of it. Okay, the ESP Peru and Kazayas, if the pieces have a Kazayas of bread, then Mevarchan Aleh Amotzi Lechem and Aretz. Yilas Leh Peru and Kazayas, if you don't have the Kazayas, Mevarchan Aleh Peru and Mezonos, you make a Mezonos. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Mina Amina La, where do I know this from? The time went to Nebraisa. Hoya Omei, the Umakir of Menachos B'Yushalayim. Omei Baruch Hashem Yonu V'Kiyamanu. In the Tan Achlan, when one takes it to go ahead, the Shirai Menachos to eat them, Omei Amotzi Lechem and Aretz. Utanai went to the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, we call them Petitim Kazayas, so they're broken into a Kazayas. So when the Kohen eats the Shirai of a Mincha, he's eating the kezayis, the bread, and therefore he has to make hamotzi. So he has hamotzi zebracha when he has these sizes of kezayis. I'm like Abaye. So Abaye says, "Latana devei Rabbi Shmuel da Amar befarchan ad shemachzirin l'saltan." You crush the melchus until they turn into fine flour. He does psisi, crushes melchus into fine, you know, fine flour. That obviously argues with our Tana of our Mishnah. So here too, you see, he doesn't make a motzi. You say, yeah, that's true. Valatayim went to the bright side, leaked Mikul and Kazais. One gathered all of them, the bread together, and he came up to the title of a Kazais and ate them in Chametzu. If it's Chametz, and he ate it on Pesach, on his Kares, it's Chayev Kares. In Matzahu, Mom is getting close to Pesach. Adam Yotzim, Yidei Chavas on Pesach. So it must be this little bit of bread is considered Choshev, even though it's smaller than a Kazais, and therefore it should be a motzi. Achamai Skina says, no, what are we dealing with over here? B'she'er, son. We're dealing with the case with when one formed these things into a single dough, into making olives amount. Ihachi is really true. They were talking about this a single olive-sized piece, Hainu Tekatani Allah, that which we learned about in the Brayse of Hush Achal and Chedei Achil Espasi. It only really had the amount of time of eating a half of loaf. The Ibik She'ersa, but if we're talking about a case where it formed into these little bits into single dough, then She'achala Mibayalei. It should have said where he ate it. If he's eating them after they've been made into one large piece, then it should have said it and not them in the plural. Ella hachmayaskinan biba milechem gadol. It comes from a large piece of bread, right? It's bigger than an olive. Since the source loaf is very big, the piece taken from it still has the status of bread, even though it's smaller. My avalei. So what's the din at the end? Rav Sheshes amar zok. Rav Sheshes. I feel peruin shein mem kazayis. Even a piece of bread do not have a kazayis, you still say a motzi. I'm a rabbi of Huda Ikadari son. Teresa Danama Alayu, and that's only if they still appear like bread, is still upon them. If it doesn't look like bread anymore, you don't look at it at all, then no, it doesn't have the same bracha. But if it still has the appearance of bread, then you make that bracha hamotzi. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great.